Six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
Yeah, this could work. What the hell is that way down there? Is that a dude? All right. What the hell is that? Do I need to investigate this? No, I think... All right. No. Okay, let's just get this going. The current time is 1930 UTC. And that is, of course, the starting time for the Dubecon Committee and my friend. Don't you know we're on the eve of destruction? No, this is not the eve of destruction. This is the lunchtime of bird. And just a regular bird. Alright, it's also Tobe lunchtime. Why am I down here in the creek? I do know why. Tobe is down in the creek today. Because he can be down in the creek today. It was cold overnight. I'm falling. I'm saved. It was cold. It froze overnight. It's turning into winter. I'm going to have to turn my heat on because the inside of my house was 59. Well, it was 58 when I got up. It rose to 59. And then I looked outdoors to see what the temperature was outside. And outside it was 65. These are, of course, American measurements. And, well, frankly, if you've lived this long and you can't convert to American standard, shouldn't you be questioning your education? Shouldn't you be questioning your own intellectual skills? I mean, damn, son, I can convert American to metric to avoirdupois, among others. And that's why I'm walking up the creek. It is windy. It wasn't this windy earlier. But it is warm now. So I opened up my house. You know, I'm usually opening my house to cool it off. But no. Today I opened up my house to warm it up. And the interior of my house increased 1 American degree. In about 30 minutes. I was impressed. So, I'm walking upstream. Because we're down in the creek. And, I was going to tell you something. I don't remember what it was. Unless, of course, it was the story about the scorpion cultists. What? Tobe, you've got the scorpion cult there? I'm not sure why I was thinking about this earlier. I really don't. But I have a friend. I have a friend named Brian. Tobe, you have friends? Yeah, I've got like 3 friends. In real life. And then, of course, I got 8 billion friends, i.e. the entire population of the world. Who are my friends? Because they listen attentively to the Dubious Goals Committee every day. As well they should. But yeah, I have this real-life friend. His name is Brian. You've heard me talk about him before. I don't get to hang out with him very much anymore. Oh, I smell dudes. I don't get to hang out with him very much anymore because he's married, he has a family. One of those type of guys, right? And that's fine. I get it. That's cool. But when we were children, And when was this exactly? This would have been about the time we were in seventh grade. Or about the time I was in seventh grade. Seventh and eighth grade for me. And during that time, during that particular era, fluorescent colors had kind of made a comeback. What was it? The aniline dyes that were developed in the 60s, and you know, we got all the day glow, as they like to call it, colors that will fluoresce under ultraviolet light. You know, that was popular for a while, then it died out. And then it came back into fashion. Alright, do I want to go any further? You know what's weird is I kind of want to jump on that log, walk across the creek, and hop down over there. But then there's no good way to get back. And there's this little spot you can stand over there on the opposite bank, but that's about it. You can't go anywhere. Oh, and did I mention I think I have a head cold? Atamikaze days? Hi. It's all sinus. Anyway. I'm standing here in the creek. So, back around that time, you start seeing girls wearing that day glow lime green tights and that day glow iridescent orange, the tank tops, the sports bras, you know, that kind of crap. And wait, was that a dude? It was just a shadow moving. There wasn't a dude sitting there. We need to investigate further. I want to get... Hey, I heard that. Keep your head up. Head on a swivel, Tub. Squirrels are trying to bomb you. So my friend Brian noticed that girls were wearing these colors again. And he specifically noted that... the bracelets were these colors. Okay, this is also when the fad for wearing O-rings as jewelry was active. Okay, so there was that short period when everybody had to go to the hardware store to buy O-rings. And they were just black. Then somebody had the genius idea, hey, we can make O-rings any color. And we can make them transparent and colorful, and we can make them fluorescent, and we can make them sparkly. Okay, that started then. It hadn't gotten that complex, but we had fluorescent O-rings by this time. And Brian took notice of this. Now, another interesting feature, another interesting aspect of Brian's personality is that he really likes scorpions. And when I say he likes scorpions, I'm not talking about the band. I'm talking about the actual arachnids. Those little freaky dudes. And so, you know, he likes scorpions, so he's gonna read up on scorpions. And at some point in time, he discovered the fact that some of these scorpions will fluoresce under black light. Awesome, right? I mean, that's how you find scorpions. If you're walking around in the desert or wherever at night, and you're hoping, oh, I hope I don't accidentally stumble across some scorpions, and just carry a black light with you. I always do. Publius always does. You think we're doing that just for fun? No. These are standard scorpion defense tactics. Use your head. Save a life. Okay. So my friend Brian puts two and two together. And whereas some people might think he came up short, I think he hit the nail on the head when he deduced that, aha, because there are some scorpions that fluoresce under ultraviolet light, and girls like to wear fluorescent colors, clothing that will fluoresce under ultraviolet light, this means that these girls all belong to the scorpion cult. They are scorpion cultists. And so, yeah, we're getting some wind. There's not enough leafage on the trees to block wind anymore. Ugh. Yeah. Scorpion cultists. So we'd be anywhere we'd go. You know, we'd be somewhere. You know, we'd run into some girls who would inevitably have at least one piece of fluorescent clothing or a few of the fluorescent O-ring bracelets. And the first comment I'd get from Brian is, they're scorpion cultists. Oh, I know what you're thinking. Tobe, are all of your friends just power nerds? Well, yeah. At least at that age. You know, I didn't become a rock star until a couple years later. Alright, I'm lowering myself down into the creek. I'm standing on rocks in the creek. I need to hop on. Ooh, there's tracks down here. Okay. I'm standing on a sandbar in the middle of the creek. One of the sandbars on which we have found our snapping turtle buddy, Mr. Snaps. Somebody's been digging right here. Maybe it was Mr. Snaps. We'll never know. I'm trying to look for turtle tracks, but I'm trying to remember what they look like. Yeah, I remember what they look like. I'm not finding any, though. Turtle tracks are hard to find. They're tricky. They're not a real obvious footprint like this. This is a raccoon footprint. It is a... And here's some more. And here's some more. Along the edge of the water. Snoodlers. Been snoodling. So, I can only advise you to be aware of any potential scorpion cultists in your neighborhood. And yeah, if you're wondering, this actually went on for a number of years. Because once that whole fad sort of died off, the term wasn't in use as much anymore, but you know, by the time we got into high school, and we would see a rare girl in a piece of fluorescently colored clothing, you know, then it would be elbowing each other. Tee-hee, tee-hee, scorpion cultist. Oh my God, my friends are idiots. Oh. Yeah, but the good news is the big production meeting is coming up. Did I mention this? Although it took 8 freaking hours, and it could have been much faster if two people just talked direct, but since I had to relay messages, yeah, I think I mentioned this. We got the production meeting. scheduled for Sunday. It's literally 48 hours away. And this is great. I love Lad so much. I'm getting emails from Lad. And he's like me. He's a pro. He needs information. He will bring all the goddamn gear he needs. He's not going to have to rely on anybody. He doesn't want anything to get screwed up. All right, so he's sending me kind of hyper-detailed email questions. And the one I got this morning was... I got up really early. Don't ask. I didn't sleep well again. I was up at 5:30. I stayed on the floor until 6:30 thinking I'd be able to go back to sleep. I didn't go back to sleep. So I just got up at 6:30. Got an email from Lad shortly thereafter that read, well, basically, how long of cables will I need to reach from the stage to the house mixer? Oh, there's two dragonflies. And he says, I've got 1/4-inch TRS. You know, he's a pro. He runs stereo. Balanced stereo. Okay? This guy's not screwing around. Which is what I'm afraid of. I think he's going to find out that this whole thing is just amateur hour. Hey, is that a red ball in the water? Hold on, we might have found a red. I'm going to need a stick. Will this stick suffice? Maybe. Yeah, that's my boy. That's Lad. How long of cables am I going to need? And now I'm afraid because, you know, he's thinking that the board's in the back of the house. I broke the stick. I can still use it. Let's get down in there. So he's thinking, I hope we got him hooked. I would love him at the show. And he's like, well, you know, about the only thing I could do would be to bring my laptop and play live keyboards over stuff. He's like, I don't know if that's going to fly. And I'm like, dude, that's going to be fine. Everybody else does way worse than that. Just do it. I didn't say it like that, though. Oh, here's a better... That's not a stick. Patankalotes. All right. I'm down in the creek. I'm in the mud. Walking on mud. And there's a red golf ball. It's ver dirty. Come on, buddy. No, go this way, not that way. Ah, damn it. Okay, hold on. I will prevail. I will not lose to a red Callaway. Oh, got it. Gotta wash it off. Oh, it's so dirty. It's so dirty. I'm gonna have to wash it off some more when I get home, but it is a red Callaway number 2. Beautiful. That made it all worthwhile. So I sent Lad an email back saying, well, I think the mixer's going to be on stage with us, so don't have a lot to worry about there, Chief. But we'll, you know, iron all of this out on Sunday at the production meeting. All right. Am I just walking further into the wind zone? I got to do some more rock hopping here. Check all my pockets, make sure all my crap is still in the pockets. Yes, yes, yes. Hop, hop, and onto the tree. Ooh. And back up onto the bank. I hope that this is a sign that Lad is enthusiastic and wants to join this project. Because I really need this guy, if for no other reason than to back me up. And I don't mean back me up musically. I need some backup singers. No. the problem with this group, this promotional, this art thing, is that nobody really knows what they're doing. They won't promote anything. Is that another golf ball down there? No. There's the... All right, here's a white golf ball right at my feet. I'm going to lift it up and I'm going to put it in the hole in the tree. Doo-doo-doo, golf ball tree is open for the season. I don't want to turn around because wind. The funny thing is that all these art kids don't know what I'm talking about. All these art kids have never done a show before. All these art kids have no technical knowledge. And blah, blah, blah. And that's fine. They're artists, not scientists. All right. It's kind of windy. Should I turn around? I can hear the grade school. There's recess or something. Kids are going nuts. So, I need Lad to be around just so that he and I can lead by example. Because one thing I've noticed about these people, it doesn't matter what you tell them. Talking almost does no good. They don't know what you're saying. They don't have any experience, etc., etc. And when I try to explain these things, they just get the deer in the headlights look and go blank. And I either get, okay, well, we can talk about this more next time. Or we can do this for blah, 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 blah. So the thing to do here is just to lead by example. Show them the better way, and then they will do it. Oh, that's a way better. That's better than what I was gonna do. That's a good idea. We should do it like that from now on. Yeah, that's great. And whereas this would make me very happy, this is extraordinarily inefficient. And that's what I can't take, is inefficiency. I'm not lazy. I'm just extremely efficient. Here's another white ball. It's a Bridgestone. Number 3. Alright, well, let's go back and put it in the tree. It's getting damn breezy down here, kids. So anyway, we got a show coming up. Got to figure out how to promote it. Hey, this golf ball fits perfectly into this other knot on this branch of the tree. All right, we got golf balls in the tree now. Pretty happy about it. Hey, there's a golf ball over there too, the white one. Don't want it. Don't care. So we got the big show coming up. It's really not that big, but I'm starting to wonder if we need to get out of here because of the wind. I'm going back the way I came. Maybe we can hide from the wind. God damn it. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, production meeting. I'm going to go into the production meeting thinking about some other things, like, should I bring some lights? Because one of the signature aspects of these shows from this art group, this slash promoter, is that everything uses these two lights. This guy has two of these lights. They're pretty intense LED lights that are small, and they have a hemispherical lens on them, and they can change RGB and you can adjust them, and they're horrid. You can't use them for anything, but they get used. That needs to end. So I'm just thinking, oh, and they're not dynamic lights or anything. They're not reactive to the music. You just sort of set a color and you point them at something, or you can, you know, set it to crossfade between colors. But, you know, it's still LEDs and they're behind a giant lens. And so they're not very bright. They're not very useful. And I want to go in with incandescence. I'm thinking about just taking two light fixtures and a controller. Here's another white. Check to make sure it isn't anything. Nope, tailor-made, but it's a 23. Into the creek it goes. Splash. Here's another ball. It is a Titleist number 4. Ooh, logo ball. RMS. Road machinery and supplies. Into the creek it goes. Kersplash. And I've got other lights too, but I'm gonna hold back. I gotta teach these guys what an electronic music show is supposed to look like. Okay. Now, this might sound ridiculous to all of my European listeners and my UK listeners who are, you know, absolutely familiar with the concept of son et lumière. Why? But yeah, it's a lost art here. And I am just itching to buy that video synth. Okay, because, you know, if somebody will make a commitment, I will make a commitment. Yeah, the thing that these people don't understand is that, you know, all these guys, Center, everybody else, they all got day jobs. And then at night, they become art administrator man. That's not how you do it. If you're going to be... Next time, write yourself into the grant. Write your salary into the damn grant. Anyway. These guys need to be taught what to do, what this is supposed to be. And they need to be taught from the guys, you know, like me, who don't have jobs. This is my damn job. This is what we do. This is what Lad does. So there's that weird sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? Juxtaposition? Kinda. All right, got to do some more rock, hop and hop onto the bank. We're good. Ow, poked my head onto the stick, ow. So anyway, I'm going to add a little production value to this show. Not much, mind you. Not much at all. But, you know, we got to set the mood. We got to get it right. We got to get the promotion right. We got to do promo. There needs to be promotional stuff. We got to let people know. The funny thing is when I ran into these people at the beginning, one of the first things that they told me was, "We're trying to build an audience." Well, if you want to build an audience, you got to tell people that there's a show. They don't do that. Oh, we don't promote. Then you're not building an audience. You, my friends, the audience that I have built, have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC, right here on and on radio, and this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me.
Yeah.
The end of the line.
I put
them
back.
Yes.
What else do we need? Oh, yeah, we need the water going down the drain. Oh, and a bunch more, CW. Huh. All right, well, you know, maybe I'll work on that tomorrow. But as of right now, I gotta get me some food. 70.